Hey everybody, what's up? Hope you're well. Wanted to do a little update video log here for you on the feedback that I've gotten and the things that I'm starting to see manifest as of late regarding this entire climate. I'm calling it Climate Gate 2019. If you remember the Climate Gate emails that were revealed to the world back in 2011, somewhere around there. And what we're seeing happen here is a major, major shift in the fight that is at hand. And the fight that is at hand is for your individual right to dissent from the status quo, to dissent from the consensus that is being foisted on the world, and to think for yourself. And not just you, but also any scientist, any academic, any professor, any lawyer, any politician that simply does not want to take the word of a very, very corrupt climate industry that has taken over the field of science and the quest for truth. And that is sponsored by the United Nations and all of its ancillary groups and satellite organizations, that has been corrupting the field of science since their inception with this cult of alarmism and the dissemination of fear-mongering and propaganda unlike the world has ever seen. We live in unprecedented times, and make no mistake about it, we are at war right now. We are at war for some of the last bastions of freedom in the world. If you think that my statements are dramatic, you need to go and catch up on the 12 plus hours that I have spent either by myself or with some very prestigious guests covering this subject in very, very great detail for you. We've hit this subject from every angle possible, from the angle of media and propaganda and crowd psychology to the actual science that is being debated about whether or not you as a human being are to be taxed, to be punished, and to be forced to give up all of your individual freedoms, the identity of sovereignty of your nation, etc. All for the alarmism that is being spread all over the media right now about the climate melting down due to human activity, solely to human activity. And nobody's denying that there's climate change. Nobody's denying that humans aren't contributing in some regard, but the level of it, the scale of it, the scope of it is what's under question. And it's not just under question by people like me, who you could easily say, oh, Dave, you're not a scientist. What do you know? I bring a very particular level of expertise and contribution to this conversation. I'll leave it to the scientists themselves to debate the science with their fellow scientists. And we'll find out what's fiction from what's fact very, very soon. If you have been paying any attention to this, you'll know that a few days ago, it was announced that 500 plus scientists from all around the world that are all highly degreed experts in the field of climatology, of weather, of just earth sciences, are signing a petition against the UN and the IPCC, as well as a challenge. It wasn't just a petition. What I really think is amazing is that along with the petition to challenge the quote-unquote 97% scientific consensus, which is complete and total bullshit. Even if you're someone that believes that the world is going to end in 11 years due to humans and fossil fuels and just freedom, like that's the whole point, right? This is what this is about. Give up your freedom so we can save the world. Join the United Nations Peace Corps, which is another load of crap. If you followed my recent episode where I covered, just scratched the surface, but covered some very, very important information on the history of this United Nations that we were supposed to bow down to and to agree with without any question whatsoever, without any fight. If you've been watching this as long as I have, you know what's up. If you're new, welcome. If you hate me for saying these things, welcome. I'm gonna take you all on in this little video log. Listen, when you're not allowed to challenge the official narratives or the status quo or any level of power in the world, if you're not allowed to challenge it, if you're being censored, if you're being criticized and demonized unnecessarily, without debate, without discussion, without a chance to put forward your argument. Everybody out there that I see online that's protesting people like me that are critiquing the powerful authorities that dictate and command your opinions and feed you your opinions via the education system and the mass media. The problem that people have with people like me is that I am disrupting their worldview. I am breaking the consensus trance. I'm forcing you to think for a change, to think. Thinking is not just passively accepting something as true without challenging it and then regurgitating it over and over again. That is not thinking. Thinking is to challenge your preconceived notions. And you can say, oh, Dave, you should be challenging your preconceived. Yeah, I do that. That's what I get up every single day and I do. I do this for a living. It's what I do. I do this as a vocation in my life. And when I smell bullshit, and trust me on this, this is a fraud of the ages. This might be the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on the human race. If your bullshit meter is so weak and pathetic that you can't see through this, there's no helping you. There's no helping you. You don't have the spectral ability to look at the bigger picture of all of this and see what's really going on. And all you got for me, all you got for me, is that you're going to call me a right-wing conspiracy theorist or whatever other name you want to call me, because ad hominem attacks is the way of cowards. It's not the way of scientists. It's not the way of people who think. It's not the way of people who care about discovering the truth. It's the tactic of cowards that are on their last legs. It's the sign of someone who's been wobbled by a good right hook to the head and they're desperately flailing, trying to recover their equilibrium. That's what this is. If you're out there and you're talking honest about this and you're challenging the status quo and you're challenging the mass mind, which has been conditioned to think in a very certain and limited way, if you're out there challenging that, you will be attacked, but guess who you're getting attacked by? Stand up straight, my friends. Take it on the chin. It means nothing. You're getting attacked by weak-minded, naive fools who've been blinded by the light. Not guided by it, not enlightened with truth, but who've been blinded by the light. This is the thing that is going to unravel the whole ball of wax. This debate, I'm telling you, they're getting desperate at the top. Those who are trying to desperately cling on to their power are getting desperate, and it's obvious. And we know who you are, and we know what you're all about, and you have no power here. And you are going to lose this fight because of your own actions, because of your own non-actions, and because your ego got in the way, you thought you had this nailed, you stepped over a few too many boundaries, you got desperate, and now you're completely up against the ropes, and it's just getting started. So I'm going to say that emphatically. Listen, this new contingent of brave scientists from all over the world, there are many countries, I got to say most of the countries are European countries, but many countries have signed on with their science and expertise, people coming from all fields of climate science that are coming in to say this, there is no need for this alarmism. This is doing great damage to young people. There are young people that are ready to commit suicide because they're being told in schools that they don't have a future unless everybody hands over their freedom to an unelected global bureaucracy that has been hell-bent for over 200 fucking years on taking over complete and total control of this planet and all its resources. And they're going to use fear to try to achieve this. And you can say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Call it what you want. Call me what you want. You can't dispute the facts. And the proof of that is everywhere, because you don't have a leg to stand on. Why are these IPCC scientists that have a 97% consensus so afraid of debating their opponents? Why are they not showing up to debates? Why are they moving towards ad hominem attacks and censorship? You're exposing the lie and the fraud that you are by doing that. That is not the scientific method. That is not the way that we process information and come to understand truth. Truth is earned through battle. Truth is earned through debate. Truth is earned through having the top people from both sides of the debate hash it out, put all the facts on the table, and then the truth is revealed. But they don't want that to happen. That is the last thing they want to happen, because they've been clinging by their little fingernails to this fantasy that humans are bad, humans are overpopulating the earth, and all of human activity and all of our energy systems and our entire economy and the idea of free markets and the idea of free autonomous individuals that have private property rights and nation states that have the right to be ruled by the people that are elected by the people that make up those states. They're trying to tell you that that is the real reason that we see climate change. Your freedom is the reason that the planet is going to end in 12 years, and you had better hand over your sovereignty to the knights in shining armor that sit around the round tables at the United Nations and all the other round tables that sit above them. Or otherwise the planet is going to melt down and your children don't have a future. And it was the adults that cling to these ideas of liberty and sovereignty and justice and real scientists and rational reasoning and thinking and critical thinking. Those are outdated old dinosaurs. The younger generations are going to take over. So they put up people's champions to recruit you and your children, because they know how to speak to you in talismanic language. They know what makes your psychology tick, and you don't know anything about it because nobody taught you about it. And then those that try to rise up and warn you and teach you about it, all you have, the best arguments that I've seen, are just nothing but a slur of ad hominem attacks, character assassinations, putting people into stereotypical boxes. I would love for once to just have somebody sit there and actually try to rebuke the science, rebuke the facts. Let's debate the facts. Let's debate the evidence. Let's debate history. Let's look at the whole picture. You've been trained in your schools and your universities to think in a compartmentalized way, and you're so compartmentalized in your thinking that it's actually completely flattened your entire consciousness. This is why you can't think. You're incapable of thinking. You've been made incapable of thinking, which is why you're now condemned to forever memorize, repeat, and regurgitate. And that's all you got. Well, it's not gonna work. Too many people already know all of the predictions that have been made by this coterie, this group, this small little round table of elites that have their own agendas and are walking contradictions and are fraudulent and who have been stuck and embroiled in court cases of being sued for fraud and lies and character assassination for decades. Those are your champions. The organizations that thought all those ideas up and built and funded and promoted all of these mouthpieces is one of the most evil, ruthless, corrupt organizations on the face of this planet. The amount of murder and genocide and war and rape and corruption and thievery and villainy is almost incalculable. And it's thoroughly, thoroughly documented. It is not a theory. It is fact. And yet you bow before these Saurons. You bow before these warlords. You bow before these power-hungry psychopaths that don't give a damn about you or the future generations. And they're willing to lie to your children and recruit them into an army of mindless, non-thinking, non-critical, non-freedom-loving zombies. That's what your children are being recruited into. And if you support this without a second thought, you're just as guilty. Remember the Nuremberg Code. Remember the Nuremberg Trials. It's been established in Western countries ever since the wars that destroyed the economies and destroyed the cultures and the peoples of the West by design, by these globalists, these totalitarians, these immoral villains who financed both sides of all of these great wars that destroyed the bastion of freedom and the promoter of freedom in the world. And all the crimes that get laid against Western countries and America and the whole thing are not of Western countries. They're not of America. They're not of the West. They are of these UN global psychopathic round table knights that have betrayed the West for their own utopian vision that I'm sure they believe in, but they are willing to commit acts of evil to achieve their vision like you can't even imagine, and you don't even know about it because clearly they're not going to show it to you in school. They're not going to show it to you in the media. You got to get educated on the true history of the world, the true foundations of these institutions and what they stand for and who really went and invaded Iraq and Afghanistan using the militaries of the West to do it, brainwashing the politicians who brainwashed the media and then brainwashed all the young men and women who thought they were fighting for something good in the world, but who were recruited into a lie. You need to learn that history. And I rolled out just the basics for you in my recent episode that you can go and check out on this channel, where I break down the real history of the United Nations for people that have just sort of conveniently forgotten all of it, as all of this climate nonsense, green movement, hiding behind the guise of humanitarianism and freedom and all of this. It's a snake in the grass. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. It's not what they're telling you that it is. And the fact that I see everybody falling for it angers me. Not because I'm angry at those people. I'm angry at the people who are pulling the heartstrings on you and manipulating your mind. And the only reason that these viruses, that these tapeworms, and that these villains have any control over your mind is because you were not raised with the concepts of how to build a psychological immune system so that you can fend off bullshit from these tyrants. And there will always be tyrants amongst us, ladies and gentlemen. They've always been with us, and they will always be with us. And it takes a vigilant, intelligent, critical mind to be capable of spotting them, spotting that tiger in the grass. It clearly disguises itself and cloaks itself in humanitarianism and saving the world and saving the climate from disaster. But when you read the fine print and you see the actions that get taken and compare them to the words that are said, if you don't have the ability to see the difference and spot the lies, then there's no saving you. And you have no idea what the true crisis is, the true emergency is. It has nothing to do with the warming of the planet. It has everything to do with the change of climate of your mind. This is a battle for your mind, and it's a battle for your children's mind. And if you value the freedom that you have, and you value the prosperity that you have, and you value your right to be a sovereign human being and not to have an unelected, faceless global bureaucracy directing and micromanaging every fine detail of your life right down to the nitty-gritty that you can't even think about right now, then you had better wake up and do your homework. Cut it with the attitude. Cut it with the condescension. You're embarrassing yourself. Listen for a change. I'm up for the debates, but bring some intelligence with you. Bring some facts with you. You're gonna have a lot of work to do to dethrone someone like me. I'm on your side. I'm on your children's side. I'm here fighting day in and day out to tell you the truth about who you really are inside that's been hidden from you. You've been taught to be nihilistic. You've been taught to forget about the value of humanity. You've been told that humans are evil. Humans are a virus on the planet. Humans need to be stopped. Freedom is bad. Wealth is bad. Prosperity is bad. That's what you're being told. That's what your children are being told. Our forefathers would never have stood for this. Many brave men and women have died for centuries trying to defend the rights and the freedoms that you still have, even though they're slowly being chipped away. And every single time you spit at people like me, you spit on them. You spit on your ancestors. You spit on the warriors that died and bled into this earth so that you can have the freedom to even go on the internet and spew your absolute and total ignorance about this. How dare you? As Greta would say, how dare you? You call yourself a citizen of this country who cares about freedom. You care about your children, yet you don't even pay the attention and the time that it takes to understand what kind of world is being built for them while you sleep and listen to what the celebrities are telling you and what these propaganda ministers are telling you and what these children that are being recruited and brainwashed and used to spew lies. If Greta can do it, I can do it. There's two sides to every fight. And these scum have awakened a lion that they feared for hundreds of years, that they knew was going to happen. And they've gotten impatient. And they're weak. That's why they're pushing this. That's why they're rushing. That's why they're getting sloppy. That's why they don't mind getting caught in their lies, because they're so confident in what they're going to do. They're confident in the fact that you, deep down, they've got you dialed in psychologically, that they know you won't resist for a second. That's what they believe. Are you going to prove them wrong? Are you going to hand over your freedom and your destiny and the destiny of your nation and the destiny of this planet to these people without even critically analyzing for a second what they have a track record of doing on this planet, the lies they've been caught in, the evil that they've been involved in that you don't know about because all you do is look at the cover, the sheep's clothing that are wrapped around this wolf? Make no mistake about it. You're being had. And you're eating it up. And you might think that I'm wrong right now. And all I'm doing is giving you a speech from my heart. But you can call me, and you can call me whatever you want. You can call me this name or that name. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because in the end, all truth passes through three stages. First, it's ridiculed. Then it's violently opposed. And then it's accepted as self-evident. And I don't want that acceptance of that self-evident truth to rise up and expose itself to the world when it's too late, as it has done so many times in history before. I want us to get ahead of this just at least once. At least once. I want you to put up a fight. The fight is happening up here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want you to get violent. I don't want you to take on the tactics of the goon squads that are recruited to serve these dark lords. I want you to use intelligence. I want you to use eloquence. I want you to become conversant with the facts. I want you to get educated. I want you to join the resistance to these lies. And if I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to admit it to you, because I actually do give a shit I actually do care, Greta. I'm an adult. I'm one of those adults that you're going around lecturing on behalf of your lords and the scripts that you're reading at their behest. I'm one of those adults. I've been told since I was young that our planet was going to be destroyed by acid rain, by volcanoes erupting. New York City was supposed to be underwater by now. It was predicted 40 years ago by the same motherfuckers that are telling you that you've got only 11 years left to hand over your sovereignty and walk in lockstep with Agenda 2030. Do you find it coincidental that they're telling you that the world is going to end precisely when this new agenda of the United Nations has come to fruition? Do you know there's such a thing called Agenda 2030? That was written a long time ago. It had its first incarnation as Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. You don't know about that. And anything you read about it, you've read from the agents of these psychopaths that are telling you, oh, there's nothing to worry about. Just a bunch of conspiracy theorists, paranoid schizophrenics. I'm not a paranoid schizophrenic. I'm an alert, intelligent, well-read, well-researched, passionate human being. I'm the worst nightmare for these people. So you think I'm going to go and run and hide when you come on my Facebook feed or my Instagram feed and try to hurl insults at me without any kind of argument from the facts that I present? You think I'm afraid of cowards and ignoramuses? Come on, come on. You need to think again about what you're dealing with here, okay? Do you honestly believe that in order to save the world, we all have to get down on our knees and hand over our sovereignty of all the countries of all the world? Do you really think that we need to do that? Do you think that's what it's going to take? Because that's what Greta is out there being the mouthpiece for, and all these other people. America, you have a big decision to make coming up. Canada, you have a big decision to make coming up. All the countries of the world who care about freedom, you have a big decision to make. Are you going to get bullied around and led by the nose by these very, very smart professional liars, occultists, and propagandists that have reared their ugly head and the handiwork that they dispense on the earth countless times in history? And that they're rearing their ugly head once again? Do you not know that? Do you know what you're really serving here when you bow to your, you go out to these protests and you're out there banging some drums and making some signs and screaming bloody murder into the sky? Chicken Little. There's much more behind this. If you haven't learned to read the fine print on all the contracts that you sign, at least read the fine print on this one. You can call all the other conspiracy theories as crazy as you want. I don't care. Most of them probably are. But this one is fucking true. And it's happening right before your eyes. And the evidence is documented in spades if you'd only take the time to look. But you won't. You won't. Because that means you have to change your mind. And you don't want to do that. See, these people want to change your mind so that you walk in lockstep with them without question, without dissent, without a second look. Because you're powerless in your own personal life, so you need leaders and champions and saviors to come and save you from your own internal existential crisis that's happening. You haven't been empowered from within, so therefore you seek power from without, just like these psychopaths do. You're being recruited into a cult that is a doomsday cult that will make Jim Jones look like a kindergartner. And if you feel like, oh, there's no way that I could be led by the nose and deceived, you have no idea. You have no idea how sophisticated this machine works. And this climate protest movement that is being blared from every mainstream news station on the planet, predictably, and they're just as culpable, and they're going to be held to account, make no mistake about it, that they're playing for you, that you don't question, because it sings beautiful music to your heartstrings and your lower drives and your reptile brain. It's time to wake up. It's time to question. Challenge me. Come on, bring it. Bring the science. Bring the debate. Anytime. Bring it. And what I love about this new rebellion within the scientific community, and there's going to be more of this announced in the beginning of October, that these scientists had the courage to risk their careers and their reputations, that I'm sure they've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars and lots of time and energy and all of their might to achieve. They're willing to risk that to tell you the truth. And what they said was, we've got over 500 scientists that are ready and willing not only to refute the IPCC and the UN panel that has been corrupt from the beginning and has been wrong in their predictions from the beginning. Not only are they willing to take them on, they've issued a challenge of debate. They've put the gauntlet on the table. And I am extremely curious to see if these consensus scientists will dare pick up that gauntlet and show up at that debate. If they do, they're showing up for a slaughter. And if they don't, you know exactly why. You know exactly why. So don't listen to me. Don't listen to me ranting and raving here in my car. Don't listen to me. What do I know? I don't know anything. I could be wrong. I'm just a crazy, paranoid, schizophrenic conspiracy theorist, right? According to you. Don't listen to me. Let's just see how things play out. The proof will be in the pudding. I just hope it's not too late. So it's time to look into it. I've laid it out in 12 hours plus of content on my channel. Go and watch it. Refute it with arguments and intelligence and sincerity to discover the truth. Because it needs to be done. I will not stand by and watch this take over the internet without a fight. I will not stand by and watch everybody fall in lockstep and bow towards their gods without question, without a fight. I hope you'll join me.